How they treat him. Why are we pulling up? Reach up. I don't think this is the life. I guess it's a good sample of just things that we do in compassion and concern to help our brothers and sisters. At that distinction in this judgment there. And here's another thing that Cynthia got her story. In some ways, maybe the thing that we do is in their bones to do. And we're surprised that she was born. And that is how the people on both sides were surprised. They were kind of taken aback by this. Like, we don't remember ever seeing you like this. What do you think? The faithful, obviously, were doing these things for their brethren simply to help without calculating some reward they were expecting. They just wanted to do what they could for their brethren. They were not thinking, I got pretty looks, you know. I got this, and now I'm going to have to look a little, something like that. You know, because they were like taking a back, you know, that I teach you, Jesus. I mean, how did I do this? They acted then out of love, not out of a desire for reward. On the other side of the coin, that's the way the wicked were too. They had not exactly violated specific commandments, and they just had to involve them. That these things really mattered that much. They didn't think about the fact that by withholding love and mercy from their brethren, that they were mistreating Jesus. I suspect they would think that Jesus. You know, but they never fall across their mind that, oh, that is the brethren. They really made us without trying to reach Jesus. They discovered that since it is brethren, that's a spreadsheet, and you can get so many points from this, I can definitely